Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about Brother Graham. You know, I know a lot of people got sad about that. And maybe there's something wrong in my medulla oblongata. I have felt absolutely no sorrow. Not even for the family, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think they feel sorrow. If the man had been 25 and died, one thing. 99 years of preaching the gospel. Well, not quite all that time preaching, but a big chunk of it. It's a long, long time. He had a great, glorious life. I saw one friend on Facebook said, it was a sad day. Brother Graham passed away. There's nothing sad about when a believer that's nearly 100 goes to heaven. That's the day we rejoice. I have to think, you know, when he had the opportunity to cross over, he was like, get my dancing shoes on and I'm going. He didn't say, oh God, what about my family? What about, well, let's see, my son is in his 70s, late 60s, early 70s. He's got great, great grandchildren. And they've all seen a godly example of what it means to live for Christ. Man, what a powerful life that man had led. Well, you know, there's a lot of things happening in this world today, a lot of things going on with, you know, the passing of that man. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to share some things here in a little bit. I was praying and praying, God, you know, I know it sounds like a broken record, and I get up here and like, you never know what you're preaching about, do you? I knew where my heart was at on a couple things, and I really wanted to go down that road. And then this morning I woke up and my spirit was still unsettled, and I'm like, God, which way am I supposed to go? And I just really felt the Lord tugging on my heart to go in one direction. Well, the scripture he led was running through my spirit this morning when I got up and I looked it all up and everything, and I refreshed myself in it, and I came in and I opened up my Bible. This my working Bible, you know, the one that's falling apart. I opened it up, and inside my Bible, already on a sticky, were these scriptures. Evidently, I just recently taught on that not too long ago. But I don't know, I'm sure I did, but God wants something else. God wants to do it again for a different reason, I believe. But I'm here to tell you, folks, the world had better look out. That's what I'm about to say here in a little bit. The world had better look out. I'll share some things with what many people have believed about Brother Graham's passing, but just know this, we are in such an exciting time to be alive. Now, having said that, before I forget any longer on talking more about this, we have not set a date just yet for our Wade Center trip, but there's about four of us that would like to go, and we've taken it down from a week to 3 days. And we're going to do it probably in August before school starts. It gives us more time to take funds and help them out and get things around. But also, it helps us get some things in lined up, people getting time off from work and things of that nature. So, you know, if that's one of you and you're like, man, I couldn't give up a week, but hey, maybe 3 days. And we may be trying to do it over a weekend as well. I just don't know that they're open on us. Be anybody there Sunday to let us in or whatever. So we'll see how that all works out. I know, and people say, well, you aren't going to be here in church. This is just a building, folks. It's all this is, man. If I'm out doing something so somebody else can help a child get themselves out of the situation that particularly in this neighborhood that these children are heading down. You know, we all look at the inner cities and we say, oh, the poor inner city kids, you know, the gangs and stuff. Listen, you need to understand there's shows and there's movies based on They call it the Dixie Mafia and things of that nature. This stuff is real. These kids are running drugs when they're little. Mama hands them an envelope. They run it across the street to the neighbor. It's got Oxycontin in it. This isn't anything to joke about. They are doing, you know, last week we talked on training up your children. And that's what they're doing. They're training up their children to keep going in that. But I'll tell you something right now, and I love this. This does my heart good every time I'm standing back here and I see it happen. And it starts out, we'll see it, because it all starts out in a cycle, and it'll start again. We've got another cycle coming of mommies or daddies bringing little one up, just learning to walk, and putting the offering in there. Until they get to an age where they can come up. Now, then they get trustworthy enough that they're going to go up and do what they're supposed to do. I love that. What do I do here? Look back at mom and dad. What do you think I should do? Should I do what I'm thinking or should... It's hilarious. I just got to say that. But you know, that's training up your children. That's training up our children in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. Teach your children to be givers. You know, I was in years ago in the religious mindset with a lot of people that I was taught by. That, oh, no, you're the father. You're the head of the house. You need to bring the offering in. Some of you heard this. You need to bring it. You need to put it in there. Hello, do you not understand that when I give it to my son and my son takes it up and puts it in, one, I'm training him. Two, I'm putting it in. He's my servant at that point. He's an extension of me. What he does is of me. That's why I teach my boys, try to teach my boys, just remember that. You need to go out, when you go out, remember, you're an extension of me. So if you know you're at school and you want to run off at your mouth, just think people are judging the church because of you. That got instilled in me in the Marine Corps. The world is judging the United States by your actions in our country. Honestly, wish more people would have thought of that. But anyhow, we're going to bless the tithe and offering here in a moment. And then Brother Joe has asked to say something. And so when I bless the offering, and I'll just have everybody be seated for a moment, okay? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we pray, Lord, that you help us all to remain holy and righteous, to walk in all your truth, Father, to walk victoriously in everything. And now, Father, we present to you today our tithe and our offering. Lord, it is holy, it is separate. I pray that you bless it now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. And Joe? She's already giving. Do you need a microphone? Or?
I don't think so.
There you go. He's got Coach's voice today.
26 years of education. I've been teaching for that long. This week has been the craziest week I've had in education, with recommitment of a school, a fire alarm going off. And you know it's real when a fire alarm goes off at lunch, but whenever I feel that somebody in sixth grade forgot to put water in their macaroni and cheese, the fire alarm went off. So it was a crazy week, and we have a lot of kids that are really scared at our school, and teachers as well. I don't want to get into the debate whether it's a mental health issue or a gun issue. I think we have a Satan issue.
Mm-hmm.
He knows to attack our kids. He knows that'll get us. And I just ask that you would pray for not only our school, but all the schools in the area, because we've all been struggling with that a lot. I know we have a lot of kids that are scared. Everybody that has made the threat they have found out who that is now. And so hopefully things will die down here a little bit, at least at our building, in our district. But our police officers and sheriffs, I tell you what, they've been awesome throughout this. I never thought we would have to search kids as they come into the building. When you go in the morning and have the sheriff's deputies in the hallway, it feels good to have them there, but yet it's awful that you have to. Our society, the walls of our society have been attacked. And I kind of think about it back to the time of Nehemiah, when they told Nehemiah the walls of Jerusalem had the one thing he did before that, he prayed. Before he went back, he prayed for 40 days, and our schools need your prayers. So.
Okay. Thank you, brother. All right, so we are going to pray. It's going to be at the end of the service. We're going to bring all the teachers. We've got about half a dozen in here. And all the students, we're going to bring them all back in before the end of the service, and we're going to pray over them, okay? So at this point, though, the junior church is dismissed. Y'all take them back there and do what you do so good. Oh, praise God. Yeah, so if, you know, some of you may not be aware, but several schools. It wasn't just Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead and Fredericktown received threats the same day. Northmore and Crestline received threats the same day. Pioneer had a threat last week. Mount Gilead, again, they had another bomb threat Thursday night or Wednesday night. One of the two, I can't remember. Buckeye, yeah, Pleasant. So, yeah, it's something that's happening all over right now, okay? Now, I remember we had one bomb threat when I was in school, and they caught the kids. You know, back then, it wasn't real hard to find out who did it. Let's see, who's not here today? Oh, here's the phone number that the police traced back. The guy had stayed home, played hooky. So it's really, Joe had it right. It's not a gun issue. It's not even a mental health issue. Even those are the instruments being utilized. There have been people with mental health issues for centuries. We've had guns now for centuries. We were even talking, I think somebody said they Googled the earliest gun shooting in school, and that dated back to the 1700s. Muzzleloader time. Okay, it's getting stupid. As a matter of fact, our politicians are getting so stupid about it. They're saying next thing you know, they'll have bump stocks for muzzleloaders. Those of you... You need to go back and learn what a muzzleloader is again, brother. No. That's the whole point of it. You have to pour the powder in, put that in, 30 seconds to reload the stupid thing. A bump stock? They're scared. They're running on false information today. And all we're doing is stirring up garbage. And the truth of the matter is, taking guns away will not fix the problem. It won't. You can take all the guns away, make them all illegal. Let's see, we made pot illegal. Did it stop it? We even tried making alcohol illegal at one time. Did that stop it? No, as a matter of fact, because of that, we have one line of politicians whose whole entire family became wealthy because of it. One of them even rose to be the president. Y'all know him as JFK. They got their money by being bootleggers. Not honorable means. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, essentially. We make things illegal. It doesn't fix the problem. It's not a legalism problem. It is indeed a sign of the times of what's coming down. And there's a reason why I didn't throw everything in that I said earlier about Brother Graham. And I will hit that right now to address that. Many people in the church have believed for a long time that there was a group of ministers came out of the 40s who were anointed by God to bring back in the Holy Spirit into the church to usher all of this back in to get us ready for the end times. And Brother Graham was the last one. And many people believe that when he passed, we would start seeing the judgment of God coming into the earth. Now, whether or not this is true, I don't know. We'll watch. I'm going to be honest with you, though. The judgment of God is going to fall regardless. That's all there is to it. We are going to see things that we never thought we'd see before. We're going to be standing there, and something's going to happen. And then you're going to find out that person was an evil person. Things they were doing. And... But like as I said earlier, the Holy Spirit had started stirring in me. I was like, man, God, I'd really like to teach about this. You know, maybe a little more upbeat. Something not quite so right in your face, right in the times. But the truth of the matter is, the most effective preaching is what we're dealing with right now. If we keep running around saying, well, you know, guns, 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 guns. You can come in with a bow and arrow and shoot up a church or school. There's all kinds of things you can sneak in. It's not the weapon. It is the people. It is the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world today. It's always been here, but it is starting to develop into a greater, more powerful entity. And, you know, it's been building, but I think for 8 years anyhow, we saw a president usher it in. That is why there's such opposition right now to our current administration. Not that he's so great. I mean, let's be honest. If half the things they said he's done, he did, he's a pretty vile man. But he was raised in a generation that knew you put God in the homes. They may not have lived it. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Let's go back in and look in the Bible. They didn't live according to their own laws. But yet they knew you had to keep God in everything. What we're dealing with today, folks, we are not going to take care of with more laws. We're not going to take care of it simply by standing at the door of every school with a gun. That's not going to stop the real problem. That will help curtail it. I'm telling you right now, if they start dealing with problems, period, you know, what was it? There was some big deal about a guy being executed the other day and screaming, and I'm like, who cares? I'm not, I don't mean to sound harsh and cold. You murdered an entire family. You're lucky we don't just turn you over to the surviving family members and let them deal with you. And yes, by the way, that is how God said to deal with people who do that. But there's just so much. We're now, we don't believe in putting people. We'll put them in jail. Man, kill me. Don't keep me in a prison for 90, what was this, that judge or that coach got for molesting all those gymnasts, 241 years? Come on. Give each one of them girls a ball bat. Let them in a room with him. I promise you, he won't ever touch another person. We no longer punish. I know that. And that is extreme. Let me say it. That is extreme. Don't go out and do it. I'm not actually condoning that. I'm just saying we've got to deal with these problems now. Or you got copycats. I know the girl at Fredericktown that made the threat over there. They are bringing her up on class 2 felony charges of inciting a riot and panic and a bunch of other things. She's probably going to go to juvie until she's 21. She's 17 right now. Stop and think about it. You're 17 and this is a felony. They don't care about their own lives today. This is obvious. We got kids that should know better, like CNN saying 16-year-olds should be making the laws in this country. It's 16-year-olds that are eating Tide Pods. They aren't smart enough. Not once did I ever look at that and say, that looks like something I want to put in my mouth. Yeah. No. And you didn't have to be told you don't eat laundry soap. You know, back in the day when soap was made out of lye, it was a different deal. Today, do not wash your children's mouth out with soap. It's all chemicals. But let's go to Romans. Chapter 1, start in verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them." Listen, folks, all these people running around, first off, saying there is no God, they were raised knowing there was a God. Many of these people just decide, you know what? I don't want to self-discipline myself. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we are required to self-discipline. That doesn't mean we take a whip and whip ourselves. That means we deny ourselves. And here, let me help you out on this. Many people I'm seeing on Facebook and people I know are starting to practice Lent. You know, if it really helps you, you knock yourself out. But let me tell you what the purpose of that is, was supposed to be. Was you repented of the thing you gave up because it was vile. It was no good for you. And then you didn't pick it back up after 40 days. People are giving up. I'm taking off Facebook for Lent. I'll be back. What are you repenting of? You aren't disciplining your body of anything. Your mind, the whole 40 days, your mind is saying, oh, what's going on in my social network? That is not repentance. Repentance means to turn away from that which is holding you back. And it means you turn your back and you keep going. If God deals with you something in your life to eat or not to eat, you give it up and don't go back to it. Well, do I give it up for 40 days? No. If it's killing you, give it up forever. It's not worth it. I'm going to say something here in this, because I was always the one like, these people are just full of baloney. The other day, my brother-in-law was telling us a little bit about gluten. And then I just been, oh, seriously, man has been eating wheat for thousands and thousands of years. However, what has been taking place, the wheat has changed. It's not the same wheat. So the gluten, our bodies are not processing it the way they should. So I was like, And there are viable options. And I'm not saying that we need to get crazy on everything. Listen, we have to listen to the Holy Spirit on all things. I still eat bread. I prefer oat bran. Where was I at? 19? No, 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, God has made all this stuff, and people are just making up how it happened. Listen, even the base scientist knows science doesn't just happen. If you take two chemicals and put them together, there's going to be a reaction. It's based. They know exactly what it's going to do now. And they know it has to be in certain parts for it to do something good. You can't just take, a little bit of this and add a whole bunch of that. Well, it's not going to do what you think. It's got to be in proper proportions. When I painted truck scales, they tried to show me how to paint this. This stuff was super heavy. And I had to put so much paint on it in one shot that I was not doing well. And it got to the point where rumor was going around that I was going to be fired because I couldn't keep from sagging the paint. Well, you put 12 wet mills on your paint, your car gets 2 wet mills when it's painted. I was putting 12 on by hand. And I had to drive with about 6. Well, I couldn't figure it out. These guys said, just take your bucket, put it up in here. That's all you, just a splash. Do this, do that. Man, I'm going and I'm like, this, I'm not getting anywhere. And then we did the 9001 certification stuff again. And it's like, wait a minute. We're supposed to be following guidelines and we're not. I went back to the guidelines of the paint company that said how to mix it with the right thinners and everything. And I started doing that. And one night, it was amazing. The turnaround that took place. One night, that's all it took. By mixing the stuff in the proper proportions, not just a splash of this thinner and a splash of that thinner, I put the thinner in there just right and I painted it just like I did every other time. Came back in that afternoon and man, they've got people in the corporate office downstairs by the paint booth. And I walked in, I'm like, that's Wade. I said, Wade, what's going on? And Wade says, they're looking at that truck scale. They've never seen one shine like that. And he said, they're trying to figure out who painted it. I said, I did. He looked, he said, no, you didn't. I trained you. You didn't paint that. I said, yeah, I did. It's my sticker on the other end. I painted those truck scales, all of those, last night. And they asked me, said, what did you do different? We want the truck scales to look like this. I said, I followed the directions. I went with the factory recommended mixtures. And it was amazing how well it looked. The guy who was getting the credit was a first shift painter. They thought he did it. And he says, no, I didn't do it. And this one just, it looked like it was a car. It's how shiny it was. But folks, I don't tell you that to brag on me, because I quit shortly after that. What I'm telling you is we're taking what we know to be exact and saying it happened by accident. It did not happen by accident. We're even taking things and we're denying what is obvious. Then this is the church. I've told you before, I do not believe that the earth is merely 10,000 years old. Not one bit do I believe it's only 10,000. The Bible talks about things that were left in kind of a vague area, but when you start following the breakdown of the words and how they properly go, you'll find out there's a really good chance. And you got to pay attention to how things are written. Is that not what they teach you guys in English? Pay attention to how it's written. I hated that part of it. What is the author trying to say? I think it's quite obvious what the author was trying to say. That usually got me set out in the hall. But the truth of the matter is, if we look and see what God is telling us, he's saying, I'm eternal, folks. Do you seriously think that I can only think of this for 10,000 years? Finally, man is caught up and we're sending these telescopes up in space, taking pictures from galaxies and galaxies and galaxies away. Of galaxies forming. That is phenomenal. I love watching this stuff. It doesn't happen by accident. You don't say, well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Boom, I've got life. The last time I took a little bit of this and a little bit of that, like that, boom, I've got an explosion. I've got destruction. It did not work out the way it should have. But when God said, I'm going to take some of this, I'm going to take some of that, and I'm going to make gold. That's how it happened. We, as the body of Christ, can't keep denying that God is eternal. Now, I do not believe mankind, us, you and me, we are only in that neighborhood of 10,000. We are a new creation. There very well could have been things on this planet before. They were probably more like apes. But David wrote in the Psalms, he said, the angels say, who is man that you are mindful of him? Who is man that you are mindful? What is so stinking doggone awesome about this little creation? He's frail, he's weak, and yet you pour everything out for him. We're in his image. God created us special. Well, you know, we share DNA. Of course we share DNA. You can go find a Rembrandt, a Picasso, and you will find the painter's fingerprints. You will find a style, a way he held the brush, a way he flicked the brush. You will find something in every painting that matches the other one. No matter what it is, it looks the same. You will find the manufacturer's handprints all over it, just like us. It's all God's creation. Of course, there's going to be a DNA strand that's going to be shared. We're all from the earth. All of us share one DNA strand. I don't care where your family originated from. And what I think is so doggone funny is all the people that think they're so high and mighty, and then they find out that their family was lowly and pathetic where they came from. So many people, listen, I'm going to help you out here right here. If you're one of those people that get on Facebook, online, whatever, and you fill out the thing that said, is your family from royal blood? And you find, my family's from royal blood. It's a joke. By the way, you're not a genius either. I've taken those tests and I should be developing rockets. The only thing I can do is set off bottle rockets. Do not listen to them. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Is that not where we're at today? By the way, he's talking about before the flood. Mankind became wise in his own sight. We're so smart. And then even after the flood, let's build a tower to God. God said, I got the last laugh. Right now you all speak the same. I'm going to mess you all up. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Okay, so they started making idols. They made idols of men. There are some, to this day, there are people in churches, you won't have a statue. You can't have a concrete dog outside your door. You can't have any of this stuff because it's an idol. It's not what he's talking about, folks. Today, back then, they would make these, carve these things out, make them, and they'd bow down and they'd worship them. Okay, today, we don't make these things, carve them, bow down and worship them. We erect them in a society and make people bow down and worship them. I'm about to probably make some of you mad here in a second. But if you listen to the truth of what I'm saying, you'll understand it's exactly right. Today we have, and I'm not for animal abuse. Do not mistake that one bit. You abuse an animal, you don't deserve it. I see all these pictures of these dogs that are chained up, starved to death, beaten. They got scars all over them where they're fighting them. That's abuse. Okay? We're crossing a line. There's an organization out there, and I can't remember which one it is. You'll see it out there. I think it's the main one that does the commercials right now. The truth of the matter is they show you all these dogs, and they show them shivering and stuff. And well, first off, the puppy's in the cold, sitting outside. What is it? No, it's not that one. Rush Limbaugh endorsed it, and then he realized what they were talking about, and he backpedaled because he didn't do his homework. They don't want you, to have a pet. All animals should run free. Turkeys, chickens, hogs, cattle. Oh, and you shouldn't eat them either. They don't want you to have your favorite cat. Or your pet dog. They do not want you to have any of that. Today we are building up an entire society that is worshiping animals. Listen, I love my dog. I had a dream the other night. I woke up, she rolled over and she gave me a kiss the other morning. And I was, And then I had to get up and explain. I said, you need to understand, I had just woke up from a dream. And in my dream, you gave my dog away. You did not only gave my dog away, you gave it to somebody I do not like. And I had to go steal my dog back. And I left you there with them. I was just so mad that she gave my dog. I really like my dog. He's annoying sometimes. He is a great dog. He puts the fear of God of anybody that walks in that house unannounced. To include the boys. As soon as they hit the door. It's me, it's me, it's me. He's what I wanted. God gave me my desire. I wanted an all-black dog that puts the fear of God into people, but is so gentle. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but he's a dog. He is a dog. Okay? My dog's got a personality. That dog, they've got all of this stuff. They do not have an eternal soul. They are not like you and I. They were not made like that. Today there's people, well, I saw my dog in heaven. why are we sharing such crazy things? Maybe God's got another dog just like for you. I don't know. Personally, I would like a liger in heaven. If I can have a pet in heaven, it's a liger. You don't know what that is? It's a mix between a tiger and a lion. They are huge and gorgeous. Or maybe one of those lions with wings. I don't know. No, I don't. But you see, folks, God is not trying to punish us. It's happening. It's gonna happen. All this stuff. We keep putting people on pedestals. Again, the previous president. Not in my time have I ever, and some of you that are older than me and from previous generations probably never seen it either, a time when a man was put on such a pedestal as a president. I like Ike. Woo, yeah, big whoop-de-doo-dah. JFK, Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, all of them. None of this, they never got put into the idol status that he did. Today, people will find any excuse to come after the truth. The truth is, the shooting had nothing to do, per se, for the gun. The kid could have walked in with a hammer and started hitting people. Could have done it. It's a heart issue. We've taught kids, it's okay just to kill willy-nilly. Just go out, randomly kill the video games. I will hammer those. There's a reason it says mature audience. In other words, if you ain't mature enough to understand that's not reality, you're developing a new reality. It's okay if I don't agree with people, I can kill them. I want what they got, I'll pull them out of their car and beat them with a ball bat. That's stupidity. We're living in a society that cannot separate reality from fiction anymore. Well, because we call reality TV reality. Now, it's been a while since I dated, but nowhere on earth did I see a place where I could go and a dozen girls would fawn over me. And to be honest with you, if a girl's willing to take her clothes off the first night, run. But that's what we're doing to these young ladies. We'll read about this here again in a second. We're teaching these young ladies and these young men, your body doesn't matter. You don't have to find love. Just enjoy yourself. And yeah, I understand. Previous and biblical times even, they didn't marry for love. Love had nothing to do with getting married. It was political and economical. It also created a lot of inbreeding. Which is why the next time you go making fun of my hillbilly roots, my branch, I got lots of branches. There may be one side that's got some twigs. They're not full-on branches. But I'm not really related. All right. 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which it was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Today, we are seeing this hands down. It is ridiculous. You know, your baby's not a boy or a girl. It just can't be determined until so many weeks in. Your baby is male or female, boom, as soon as the DNA is read. That's it. That little baby growing inside you, ladies, was a boy or a girl that night. That's all there is to it. But today, well, you know, let my little boy, let little Johnny act like a little girl. Baloney. Listen, playing is one thing. And I will admit this. I didn't play. But my mom used to dress me up. She wanted a little girl. I got pictures wearing a wig. The wig was bigger than me, just so you know. I didn't have a choice. I could just stand up in my crib. But she did that with all of her sons. We're all fine. We're all secure in our masculinity. Well, little Johnny needs to, you know, wear eyelashes and curl his hair. And no, that is a perversion. It is a twisting of the truth. Little Johnny is little Johnny. Now, having said that, there are people who are born with birth defects. Their bodies did not develop one or the other. It developed both. That is a totally special deal. Those people shouldn't be ostracized and criticized. They didn't do it. I never thought in my wildest imagination I'd ever hear my 12-year-old, let alone say anything about somebody being pansexual, which is a totally made-up thing. It got popularized by Miley Cyrus, who should have been loved more by her father and her godmother and her mother, and said, little lady, knock this garbage off. You are a little girl. But this is the spirit of Antichrist that is coming in to the world today, confusing people. Women no longer have any respect for their bodies. The red carpet is now to see who's showing us so much flesh. It's no longer seeing who's wearing an elegant, beautiful gown. It's to see who's wearing see-through tops. That's what the red carpet has become. Little girls are being told, you can model to pay for college. In other words, they're doing pornography and paying for their college. They're prostituting themselves out, and we think it's okay. It's my body. Do we even need to go down the abortion issue? If you think all those people that have voted and supported abortion for all these years are going to get away, you got another thing coming. Galatians says, God is not mocked. What you sow, you will reap. You kill the innocents, you will suffer. You do not take innocent blood and walk away. That's all there is to it. We know what Jesus said about harming little children. He said, it'd be better for you to take a millstone, tie it around your neck, and jump in the lake. Can you imagine the torment as you're going to the bottom? The crushing weight of the water filling and the water filling your lungs. And your natural instinct says to fight it and hold on and hold your breath and hold your breath. If you've ever, I dove down one time, it was probably around 30 feet over in Japan, snorkeling. Didn't have any gear. And I kicked myself down there. I thought my lungs were going to explode. My head was, it was so massive. There was so much pressure even at that point. I was going after a starfish. The starfish, when I picked him up, was this big. The pressure down there was pushing him out so far that when I got him to the top, he was the size of my hand. That's how much pressure there is, just in 30 feet. And Jesus was not talking about a tiny little lake. There will be judgment for abortion. There will be judgment for all the homosexuality stuff that's being allowed in the church today. We love the person. We despise the sin. We do not say, it's okay. It is not okay. God never said it. By the way, no sin is okay. Let's just put it there. I love so many people, don't talk about my addiction to caffeine. Anybody that drinks coffee or pop, you got a little addiction to caffeine. That's why you get those headaches. I don't think God wants us addicted to anything. But we do it. But we're teaching our little girls, you don't have to have any respect for yourself. little boys. They don't have to respect little girls. As a matter of fact, now we're tearing down little boys in order to build one up, to build up the little girls. You know, that's totally working the wrong direction. You don't hold one down to lift another up. You lift them both up. But we're tearing them down. All, and I've said this before, I don't know how many of these allegations in Hollywood are true, but I told you there was going to be more coming. How many of them are real? I don't know. All it takes today in Hollywood is for somebody to say, you harassed me. There's even one guy, a guy accusing Scott Baio of molesting him. Seriously? And here's the sad part, folks. We no longer in this country are you innocent until proven guilty. You are guilty right off the bat. Judge Moore, y'all remember him in Alabama? He took a lie detector test. Passed. Flying colors. His accuser refused. Would not take it. He denied it and did not lie. What's that tell you? We would rather believe a lie than the truth. This is what the Bible's telling us is happening. This is what was happening then. God brought judgment on the earth. That's what brought about the flood. He said, the next time I destroy the earth, it ain't going to be with water. No matter how much rain we got last night, it's not going to be with water. It's going to be with fire. I do praise God that I believe we will be out of here by that time. He will come back for his church. 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. Did you notice that? Haters of God. That's why they hate you. Because you believe there is a God. They hate you. Violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents. Holy smoke. I want you to pay attention. He was talking about earlier here. This was all past tense if you paid attention when he was speaking. Then he gets right here and brings it to the present tense. They are these things. Things have not changed, folks. We changed. We quit. We took God out of the schools. We took God out of the churches. And we took God out of the home. It's just do whatever feels good. You want to smoke a little? Smoke a little. You want to go out and party and not remember who you did last night? That's the mentality of it today. And then jump up and say you were raped. I understand that stuff happens. Anybody ever been to a junkyard, an old junkyard? Not one of these new ones today. I love the old ones. But there's a sign on every junkyard gate. Y'all remember what it said? Beware of dog. Junkyard dogs aren't nice. They're not put in there because they're friendly. Even on a chain, I walk to the other side of the yard to get around them. Let alone when they turn the dogs loose. Beware of dog. I know there's going to be a problem if I go in there and I'm going to get bit. I don't go near the dog. I stay away from the dog. I didn't have to be told twice. Tell me once, stay away from the dog because he bites. I'll stay away. Stay away from that party because you might get raped. In high school, we hear all this stuff happening. Guy, by the way, not most of the time, guys are liars. Didn't happen. Got out of high school and realized these guys were lying through their teeth. They bragged about something that didn't happen, and if it did happen, she was passed out. That's rape. But this is what is coming about in our generation. We're watching it happen right now. I didn't have to be told drugs were not a good thing. I had enough examples in my own life to see people whose brains were fried or OD'd or something else. Didn't have to tell me twice. I knew a lot of things were bad, and I experienced some of them myself, and I can stand here to tell you, thank God he delivered me and kept me safe from it. But he said, they are all of these things. They're backbiters. They hate God. They're violent. Today, have you ever seen people post such braggadocious violence? Go on YouTube. They're posting it. And here's what's even sadder is this shooter in Florida posted on YouTube what he was going to do. We covet. We become boasters. We invent ways to be evil. As if the world wasn't evil enough, we create a more evil world. We're undiscerning. This is where I'm going to back this up. Not only is the world is undiscerning, the church is undiscerning. You know why? Because we focused our battle on Pokemon. Pokemon bad. I've honestly not really seen anything. Listen, folks, from what I understand about a lot of the church, it practices the same exact thing as what these games. There's just a bunch of hypocrisy in it. But we focused on Pokemon while we turned our back on a bigger problem. We turned our back on the real problems. Oh, Dungeons and Dragons, we're gonna rally against it. First off, well, here, rock and roll. You know, I grew up in the era when preachers were getting hold of records and they started playing them backwards. Now, I never found one heathen that played their records backwards. And I cannot tell you how many times I can listen to Queen on Bohemian Rhapsody and hear some of us smoke marijuana. Yeah, it doesn't really say that. It's... But somebody in their perverted mind heard some of us smoke marijuana. The sheer mathematical capability of that is so astronomical, you might as well try to build a tower to the moon. We're not talking about sane things. We're talking about the church has lost its focus on what it should be preaching about. That rock and roll is evil. God made rock and roll. Just because Kiss, and somebody before Kiss wrote it, just because they played the song doesn't mean that it's evil. It's how it's used. I like a little distorted guitar. I like the four beat. I like slow music. I can even listen to a little classical. Some oldies. I like it all except rap. And there's even a few of them I can handle. But the point being, folks, we've lost focus on where we were supposed to be looking at. And we're like, how are we going to retain our children? I know one church that said they were leaving the church as soon as they graduated. The kids were leaving. We're going to start a school. We'll keep our kids. We'll start a school. No, you don't. That doesn't do it. Teaching your children to care about others. Well, when am I going to get paid for doing that? It ain't always about getting paid. It's about doing the right thing because it's right. I think the church has missed a lot of opportunities to thwart some of this. I mean, even in that whole stupid situation in Florida, you've probably heard this. The woman that was taking care of him has filed paperwork now to get hold of his inheritance of $800,000. They know he's going to prison or a mental institution. She wants his money. If I was a judge, I'd say, you don't get a dime of it. This is going to go to the families. And it's never a replacement for your loved one. Or maybe this will go towards something that will help the schools. I do not have a problem with a police officer being there. As a matter of fact, I understand Highland has one. Just saying. Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. These are the kids today. They are unmerciful. They will beat. They don't know why. I've seen video after video of people just jumping on somebody. And the hilarious ones that I loved when I see them, that's usually how they call them, bully gets owned. Those are the ones I love. Little gangbanger thinks he's going to take on the big quiet kid who's just walking down the street minding his own business. You know, he may have Star Trek stuff in his bag or whatever, Star Wars. And he's just walking, minding his own business. And that kid comes up and starts pushing him, calling him names. He says, what you going to do about Vato? What you going to do? And then they finally push him down. And all of his friends are around there and they're antagonizing. And he gets up in that kid's face and that kid sucker punches him. Knocks him completely out and then stomps on him. And they're, oh, don't hurt him, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. What did you think was going to happen? You should have stopped your friend from being an idiot. But we are so loving of the violence. We love, our children are loving this stuff that should not be lovable. I'm not talking about standing up for what is right. Like I said, I love war movies. I believe in fighting for what is right. But I don't just watch movies that glorify killing people for the sake of killing people. I don't even like those kind of movies. It's because there's something wrong today. Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now, you know, there ain't nothing right. Little Johnny experimenting here. You know, it's college or it's a fifth grade. Let's let little Johnny experiment. How about you be a man, stand up and say, son, you don't wear women's underwear. You have no need of a bra. You do not need lipstick. Men in our society today do not do this stuff. But I will also say on the same page, men, who cares if the guy's wearing a bag? It wasn't that many years ago, even in the military, they wore a satchel over their shoulder. We call it a purse today. Women didn't carry those. It was only in the early 1900s that women started carrying purses. They might have a little clutch that they carried with them. But the men carried it. You know why? Because they carried their important stuff, their papers, their wallets, sometimes their gun. Yeah. Yeah, and back in the day, let's not go back to the day when they wore wigs. I can never figure that one out. I don't care if you do have lice. You don't think the lice are going to, I don't know, it just didn't make sense to me. But we're talking about, folks, today, for us to do what's right, we've got to live the Word. We've got to be the Word. We can't just jump up and argue, and I want to argue the point. I want to argue your right to own an AR. Who cares? It's not about that right. We need to argue the right. It's about God. We get away from God, we push the world into this. We lose focus as the church. Do I believe in protecting myself? Absolutely, positively, I do. I believe in protecting you. But I'm not going to go out there and get a rally and, my gun, don't take my gun. No. Because that's not doing one thing. I've told you, I don't believe in let's do all this maneuvering around here just so I can get to this point. I see the problem. Isn't that the easiest thing to do, guys? Locate the problem and deal with it. Not let's go through this channel, this channel, this channel, this channel. Who cares? Let's go at the spirit behind it. Let's deal with that. Today we're going to pray for all of our children. We're going to bring up all the teachers and those who are going to school to be teachers. We're going to pray for them. Because today, teachers need to be able to see. They need to be discerning, right? You can tell, sometimes you can tell which kid's going to do it. This kid had graduated, but he had already been a troublemaker. And everybody that was in his social network knew something was wrong with him. We need to be praying for our federal government. You know, right at the moment, I don't care about Russia collusion. Can I say that? I'm so sick of Russia collusion. Put Hillary in jail where she belongs. Throw her husband in with her. Wait a minute, he wouldn't have that. He doesn't live with her. Why would he want to be stuck in an 8x10 cell with her? Although, on second thought, let's do that. They'll take care of two problems. But I'm so tired of us focusing on this, and the truth of the matter is, this is nothing more than look away from what's really happening. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to tell you, I'm seeing a pattern. There'll be something else to come and take our eyes off of this. And then there's going to be this. And then there's going to be that. We are so moved with the wind today that it is so sad. We have to stand on the truth of God. Do you know how many times he talked about taking the truth and just forgetting it, wiping the truth away? You're not a boy. You're not a girl. You're right. I'm not a boy. I'm a man. Been shaving for a few years. Not that that makes you a man, but I've seen 12-year-olds that needed to shave more than I do. As a matter of fact, I got shaving the other day. I didn't know where to stop. 2 days ago, this was smooth. But folks, we're going to deal with the real problems. We can sit here and argue all day long about guns. I'm not going to argue. As a matter of fact, just so you know, I don't want to talk about it back there. Okay? We're not going to talk about what you think is wrong with the world. I don't want to hear it. What's wrong with the world is the Antichrist is taking over, and the church is still arguing over how much money can be raised for this fundraiser. Who cares about that? Joe was right. We had to force Justin to go to school the next day. I shouldn't have to do that. And then he heard about the one that happened at night. And we had to say, he's like, yes, no school. I said, no, you're going to school. There's school. I don't want to go to school. He no longer feels safe in his school. And we're worried about whether the PTA's got enough money for this or that. Listen, I don't care about all that. How are you protecting my child? Well, I don't believe in guns and violence. I don't either. I really am not a violent man. I really am not. I need you to understand, some of you are looking at me like you are crazy. I am not a violent man. I love peace. Anytime I've ever been in an altercation, I was trying to bring peace. That's all I was trying to do. But you have to do as George Washington said. This is paraphrased. To secure peace, you have to prepare for war. You have to be ready. Metallica didn't say that. George Washington did. You see, folks, I love my children. I love the children of this school, of this county. And they should be able to come and go in this community without the threat of somebody coming in and shooting them or blowing their school up. I really don't want to be a homeschooler. Because my kid will not get much done. I will promise that right now. Hey, it's a nice day. Let's go fishing. I am not that disciplined. I skipped my own school to go fishing. So we're going to pray. So Rob, if you'd go get the teachers and the children. And those of you, like I said, in here that are teachers and going to school for teaching. I know we got a couple that are. You're gonna be right there. By the way, you know, teachers can usually, if they're sensitive and they'll look beyond a personality quirk, they can pick out children who are being abused at home. It's only been in the last couple of years about kids in my own class. It's like, man, that girl was weird. What was wrong with her? I mean, she just didn't seem to have any respect for herself, and she just was, woo. Then I come to find out her father was raping her. And we all just looked at her and thought she was crazy. This was a girl I went to school with. And I know another little girl that rode our bus. And they didn't think anything. They were threatened. You be quiet, or I'll hurt you. That's when I get violent. You understand? I don't go out looking for violence, but if you want violence, I'll show you violence. You hurt a child like that? I'm sorry, you deserve to breathe through a tube for a while. That's when I get violent. I know it sounds like I'm being mean. Jesus said, tie a giant rock around your head, and I'm going to throw you in the lake. So who was more violent? Because more than likely, he wasn't breathing too well on his own to begin with. I mean, he went into church and made whips and beat the people in the church twice. All right, guys. I'm hearing a truck. All right. We're going to have all you teachers, all you student teachers that are learning to be teachers, and all you students come up. And I will step up here so that I've got room. I want y'all to look around here, folks. This is the influence that we have in this community. Look at the young adults and the adults in here. Yeah, you're a young adult. Well, I'm gonna keep you right there. Look at all the young adults in here. That was Phil that did that. You remember that. They have the opportunity to be a godly influence. And I'm not saying they're out there preaching and shoving the Bible down children's throats. You know, caring about a child will get their attention. And we have the opportunity here. We have these students right here with us. We got different school districts represented. And I believe, I don't know all of them, but a majority of them were affected this past week of threats, of violence. And they should not be so. So let's all stand. And I'm going to step out here now, and you can close that hole up. I want you guys to take hands. We got the span of generations. We got a span of generations here now. We've got experienced teachers, new teachers, teachers that are in school to be teachers. We got little guys, we got big guys, and everybody in between. We do not have to tolerate the violence that's being threatened upon the schools, upon the churches, upon innocent children and the teachers that are trying to protect them. And I thank God for those teachers who threw themselves in front of those students. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I thank you for each and every one of these students, for these teachers, Lord God. I thank you for them. Lord God, we know what's happening in this country. Father, we know that many of these threats have been proven to be just hoaxes, but Father, we don't know when to call it a hoax and when to react. So Father, we will deal with the problems now. Father, I pray for each and every teacher in here. Lord God, I pray that you give them wisdom, give them discernment in situations, Lord God. You open their eyes to things that may be happening in their classrooms, Father, with their students. Father, I praise you right now that you are moving in their lives, Father, that you will help them to speak the truth into each and every one of their students' lives. And Father, I pray for each one of these students. Lord God, first off, I bind the spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. But Father, I pray right now you fill them with peace. You fill them with the desire to learn, Lord God, that they continue to move and grow in their educations, Lord God. I thank you and praise you, Father, that they will even pay attention to what's going on around them with their fellow students, Lord God, and that they will speak up and that the administration will pay attention and take action in these areas. Lord God, we thank you for setting your angels round about each and every one of them right now in Jesus' name. Father, we take all authority over the demonic spirits that would be coming against them. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them. Father, I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. I'll go ahead. Yes. Hallelujah, man. God is good. God is so good. We do not have to live with a spirit of fear. We do not have to tolerate it. I mean, my reason for not wanting to go to school was totally different. Today, kids don't want to go to school because they don't want to be shot. And that's nothing they should ever have to deal with. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't serve so that my children would have to be in fear. And if the administration doesn't want to deal with it, then you change the administration. That's all I got to say about that. That's all, folks. And I think we've started that ball rolling. So, in all of your communities, listen, I know we had different schools represented. If the people aren't paying attention, start praying. Start taking authority. You have authority in that district. You live there. You're a property owner. That's your school district. You take authority over it. We may have to talk about taking authority over this stuff again in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Father God, I thank you and praise you. Father, that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. That you sit on the throne, Father, and that none of this that is happening is a surprise to you. Father, we do. We thank you for those teachers who stood up and they protected their students. Father, I thank you that I know that we have those in our schools as well. But Father, we stand here knowing that if we deal with this now, they don't have to. Yes. Father, I pray right now that in all these school districts represented, that the people that are balking about protecting their children, Father, they will be removed from power, and those that want to push forward and protect the children will be set in place. Father, we're not talking about a military state. We're not even talking about a police state. But, Father, we are talking about simply protecting what is ours. Yes. Now, Lord God, I thank you for these people. I bless them today, Lord, as they go about. Father, as they move about their business this week, be with them. Give them discernment, Lord. Open their eyes to people to pray for in the line next to them even, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.